The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back. It's the second hour of the show at 10:03. So good to have you along. I'm Randy Corporan, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. Had to write it down to get it right. Really appreciate all the calls this morning. People have been very, very patient. We haven't gotten to you yet. We're going to do a guest right now, very important guest, and then we'll get back to your phone calls, I promise. I want to get your take on the Rittenhouse verdict and the young man himself. Is he a confused teenager, vigilante, an American patriot or hero? The text messages are rolling in. Kyle Rittenhouse is an American hero. Here's another one. Randy, what happened on Monday, that talking about the phone call that the RNC, all 168 of us, had with Ronna McDaniel to hear her explanation about the alliance, this LGBT pride coalition being formed by the RNC. We will definitely talk about that. I have gotten more emails on that issue than any other, and I have people calling on me to make a public statement about it. So I want to get your take on each and every one of those things as we move forward. But unless you were in a cave, you very likely heard about the assault on liberty by the FBI this last week up in Mesa County. And I have just been watching with just feeling aghast at how the FBI has been weaponized. You've seen how people like General Flynn, General Michael Flynn, or even Roger Stone, whatever you think of these people, being treated like absolute dangerous criminals for political purposes and political purposes only. And you all know the story from Mesa County. We hear about it periodically on the mainstream media, the mediocre media, people with their opinions not based on fact, on what's actually going on up in Mesa County. Tina Peters, the clerk and recorder, sort of defrocked for now of her ability to impact elections because she dared to take a forensic copy of a Dominion machine before the state got a hold of it and had a chance to scrub it clean. And we'll see where all of that goes. But as part of the fallout of that activity, someone who you've heard on this show many, many times, someone who is near and dear to my heart. Do we have that queued up in there, Gene? All right, pot that down. We had that all set up for the last 20 minutes. My Sharona Bishop, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. And, you know, I'm not sure how much your audience knows how much of a help you were to us here in Garfield County in getting our school board to back down your efforts and help with us in our cease and desist letter and all of the incredible research that was done to help us out here. I just want to publicly thank you for that. We were able to successfully flip our school board and cause one of our more leftist, mask-loving school board members to resign. So thank you so much for all of that work. And, you know, we have been friends for a while now and just fighting this fight together. And I think that the story that we're about to talk about is one that should really alarm your listeners because it's one of intimidation and fear.
Intimidation and fear. We're going to dig into it. What's your time like this morning? Are you good?
I am good. Okay. I'm ready to be with you guys.
All right, good. I will say, when I was reading some of the, you know, more positive coverage in defense of patriots and citizens like you just standing up and voicing your opinions and fighting back, and I saw the results of the school board races up there and everything, it did warm my heart to know that we were able to play a small part in helping you get the word out and the information you needed to make so much good happen up there in Mesa County. So thank you for acknowledging that. But I was so happy when I found out about it. I was out of town. But let's introduce folks to you. I got to know you and Lauren Boebert. Just happened to run into both of you at the Capitol at a rally. This was long before the announcement of a congressional run or anything. And it was interesting because just a couple of days later, I saw both of you at a Republican event, which I think featured Cory Gardner. and others. It was definitely as about of an establishment Republican event as you can get. And then it seemed like our paths just started to cross periodically. And you have been an activist for some time. You've set up the website and the Facebook page, America's Mom. Talk a little bit about your background, and then we'll spend all the time we need telling people what happened this week.
Absolutely. So I'm just a regular person. I'm a mother of four, and I guess it's been 5-6 years ago now. Our children begged us to put them into public school. They were getting older, and they were feeling like they weren't socialized well or whatever. And we kind of caved to that. We thought it would be okay. Our community is small, and we knew we could probably manage a lot of the goofy stuff that was going on. And it ended up being just an absolute nightmare. We were exposed to mental health propaganda, mental health evaluations without our consent on our children, a myriad of things. And of course, the previous version of comprehensive sex education. And that's basically where I started. I just started pushing back on our schools and saying, this is not appropriate. This isn't right. You're not the parent. Back down, back off. These are our kids. And that was about 6 years ago now. Since then, it's evolved because I started realizing it's legislation that is manipulating the way that these schools function and operate. And so we began reading bills. And that's really how America's Mom started. Jared Polis was elected to office, and I was asking the Lord, what can I do? People don't understand the connection between our government and what's happening in our schools. They weren't drawing the lines there. And so I just started, I really one day I was like, Lord, help me. What's this going to be called? And I kid you not, I just felt in my spirit, this is America's Mom. And I was like, that's pretty audacious and kind of obnoxious. And I felt like the Lord was like, yep, that's right. So we started America's Mom, and we just started reading bills. We just sat on Facebook and read bills to the parents. And people were outraged, thinking I was lying, that I didn't know how to read a bill, that what I was saying to them wasn't true and it wasn't happening in Colorado. From there, we started working with candidates to get people ready to run for office that we believed in, that were parents, community members, not the political elite, not people who went to school for their political science degree who have done a great job of wrecking this state. You mentioned Cory Gardner in that event that we all met at. Out of political correctness, he wouldn't even shake our hands that night because he was such close allies with Tipton and definitely couldn't show any association with us whatsoever as fellow Republicans even.
Can I pause you there for just one second since you brought up Cory Gardner? Last week I had the remarkable investigative reporter Natalie Winters on from the National Pulse. And she wound up reporting on a story about Cory Gardner, who was scheduled to have a Zoom call with a Chinese professor and was really questioning the background and the purpose and the connections with China. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because when that was publicly exposed, he canceled, I don't know who canceled it, but the event never took place. At least it wasn't public if it did. But I said at the time that I haven't talked to Cory. I haven't talked to anybody around Cory. I want to get his side of the story, and I will. And I just want people to know that I reached out. I sent an email. I reached out and offered, even on or off the record, on or off the radio, to help get an understanding of the other side of that story. And I, too, have not had my hand shaken. So nobody called me back. So just an update for regular listeners from last week. Go ahead.
Well, so, Randy, this plays into everything as to why we are where we're at right now. I'm an American. I'm a Christian. I'm a mother. I'm an American. And I'm not interested in protecting R's or D's. I'm interested in seeing that our state is preserved and restored back to a constitutional republic, that we follow our constitution in Colorado, that we restrain and limit government, and then obviously nationally. And if Republicans are advancing this communist agenda, which Cory Gardner is very closely aligned with now, working with the CCP and the Beijing Project, that's dangerous. And we should not be supporting people just because they have an R by their name. We need a clean house. And I think for me, I care about my kids. I love them more than a party. And I want to do what's best and right for them. So we started exposing a lot of bad policies that Republicans were putting out so that we could replace them with constitutional conservatives who love our country and aren't going to sell us out for $6 million. So those are the things that we've been doing behind the scenes and working with parents, trying to help give words, just helping people feel confident that they can stand up for their own families, their own rights, and protect themselves. And through the course of this, of course, election integrity became an issue. And I've said it before, but what really prompted this was the canvassing efforts in Mesa County after a city council election where it was the typical 60-40 split you hear about all over the nation, and the leftist progressives took all four seats, even unseating an incumbent, which just doesn't happen. It didn't happen. And so people got to work. They were outraged. They wanted to hit the streets and figure out who had voted, who had not, and just get some foundation there of what was going on in Mesa County. And it's really fascinating as we move forward. Election integrity is a very big deal in Colorado and in America. And Christy Burton Brown right now has people doing phone calls. She's the GOP chair for the state of Colorado. So you have people doing phone calls right now to fundraise for the state GOP based off of election integrity, but has she said one word about it that is meaningful? No. Has she stood up and defended Clerk Tina Peters for her efforts to investigate election fraud? No. Did she tell candidates not to say anything about election integrity or defend Clerk Peters? Yes. And so it's a big deal to the regular people, and so it's a big deal to me because I'm just a regular person. We investigated that. We continue to investigate that because that's the job and obligation and duty of the people, is to be looking at our own elections and making sure our votes are secure. In addition, as you already mentioned,
let me just reset before you move on for folks who are just joining us. People pop in and out. We're talking with America's mom, Sharona Bishop. Had her door bashed in, battering rammed by the FBI earlier this week up in Mesa County, based probably on her affiliation and support of Tina Peters. What you said about Christy Burton Brown and others, it is a nonstop mantra among the old guard GOP and all of the advisors who have led us to this weakened position in Colorado, that we must run away from Donald Trump, that we cannot talk about election integrity as it pertains to the 2020 election. In fact, it's very dangerous to use those words at all, even if you're just talking about future elections. And it's absolute nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And fortunately, courageous people like you and so many more are not going to stop. And, you know, did you see the four videos that were released? Was it Michigan, where the guys talking about the felonies they were committing as they were shredding the receipts from the voting machines, shredding them, tearing them up into little pieces? And the lawsuits are starting there, lawsuits in criminal investigations that take a long time are actually moving forward in multiple states. So thank God that people are not. We're not intimidated. We're not backing away from that. And we're going to get to the bottom of it, which will make victory in the midterms and in 2024 much more likely than if we were to just say, okay, nothing we can do about that now. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. And, when we're moving into this, the realm of parents, we know that in my district about a month and a half ago, our superintendent actually made that phone call to the FBI, saying that we parents were being threatening and we were being loud and we were making them uncomfortable. That happened right here in my own district, in my own school district where my oldest son still attends. And so we know that this illegitimate regime weaponized the DOJ against parents. There were people that took advantage of that. And the Tuesday morning, 9:30, I'm doing homeschool with my kids. I'm cooking. We're just enjoying our day. In fact, it was a challenging morning because we knew that Clerk Peters' home had already been raided by the FBI. But I never, ever had a suspicion that they would be coming to my house. I mean, it just was unconscionable and unthinkable that they would be coming to me. So about 9:30, we heard a banging on the door. I thought it might be neighbor kids, so I was kind of sauntering over. And I see, there's big black figures in the door. The FBI is here. I believe they started yelling that this was the FBI. Open up.
How many agents came to protect themselves from someone as dangerous as America's mom and her children?
Right. Yeah, I believe there were eight that were there from the FBI, plus the investigator from the district attorney's office, Dan Rubenstein, the district attorney, and his investigator that showed up was Michael Struy. And they came here, and they also had our chief of police in my town and many of his police officers. I don't even know how many, to be honest with you. They had roped off my road. I mean, these guys, for your audience and for, my family is in law enforcement and in the judicial system, and this stuff is reserved for violent criminals, you know, drug dealers, child traffickers, human traffickers, you know, very violent, you know, gang-related people, not suburban housewives. And not only not suburban housewives, but just talking of me in particular, and I believe probably most mothers and fathers who will find themselves in the same position, I'm so transparent. You could have called me. You could have said, let's have a meeting. You could have just knocked on my door politely, and I would have answered it. You know,
of course.
The outrageous thing, yeah.
And you would have looked at the search warrant, and you'd have been really, and then you'd have gotten out of their way.
That's exactly right, because eventually, I mean, that's what finally happened after everything was able to calm down. But that's not how they chose to come to me. Four warrants were served that day.
Let me pause you pause you for 1 second, because number one, we're coming up against a break. But before we get into what actually happened that day, can you give people just a minute or two of your background with Tina Peters and the whole Dominion voting machine election situation?
Yes. Well, it is very challenging for a clerk and recorder to admit that there might be some nefarious action happening in their county. They take great pride in their work. They work hard. They cross their T's. They dot their I's. As we were doing the canvassing, we were bringing this information to Clerk Peters. We were asking questions, and then we began asking questions about the machines. Eventually, a trusted build was initiated by the Secretary of State and Dominion voting machines, which meant they were going to go around the state, and they were going to do a software update. Well, the clerk of Mesa County became very suspicious of the timing on that and exactly what they were going to do, because it wasn't clear. They weren't saying exactly what they were going to do. And so she chose to do a forensic image of her entire system. So it shows everything. And then before they came, and then she did a forensic image afterwards when they left, and then had those images compared to see what was taken off of the system. Well, I was supporting Clerk Peters in her investigation, absolutely. And we have continued to support her. We've continued to find people who will support her and get her story out there, because she is now facing criminal charges from the Secretary of State and now the DOJ, because she chose to investigate the nefarious action she believed was happening in the Dominion systems by the hand of Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and Dominion Machines, their company. And she was right. She was right. The first forensic report has come out showing 29,000 election logs deleted. But do you think that the district attorney of Mesa County cares about that, or the county commissioners, or the sheriff, for that matter, who has said, Sheriff Todd Rao has said, he is not getting involved. He's not going to touch it. Not his purview, he says.
Yeah, he doesn't. Want the FBI showing up at his door. So,
well, he's the final. Listen, they're not going to show up at his
door. I know, but it's just fear.
It's the law of the land.
It's fear of the system. It's fear of the political fallout. Everyone is living in fear, and what happened to you, which we'll talk about on the other side of this break, is designed exclusively to foment that fear and try and shut people up. And I just don't want to bury the lead here. 29,000 voter records, you said, were deleted after the so-called trusted build.
That's correct.
Okay.
The election logs, adjudication logs, communication logs, and that one is significant because it tells you what IP addresses were coming in and out of the servers that night. And yes, there were IP addresses moving in and out of the servers that night.
Sharona, I'm gonna interrupt just because you're choppy. Your signal has gone bad, and we need to take our break anyway. So we'll stick you on hold. I'll have Gene talk to you and make sure we've got you in a good spot so we can continue this conversation on the other side. Where we're leaving off is the FBI and the local police are standing in front of her door with a battering ram, and we'll pick it up there when we return here on 710 KNUS. We are back. Well, I was talking about Eddie Money flirting with my girlfriend in Wisconsin when I was 17 years old. No, 16 years old. Was not very happy, but God rest his soul, great music. And then we just had that tribute to my Sharona. We're talking to America's mom, Sharona Bishop. Before we get back to the call, I just want to remind you, the Freedom Fest is going on right now at Mile High Calvary Church, just west of Broadway on County Line Road in Highlands Ranch. I'm scheduled to take the stage at 1 o'clock on behalf of the United Airlines employees. Their group is called Airline Employees for Health Freedom, AE4HF.org, AE4HF.org. And because United Airlines has provided multiple medical and religious exemptions with unbelievably draconian and certainly unreasonable accommodations. And so they're protesting. I'm told there could be 1,000 or more people out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there at 1 o'clock. But let's get back. And my apologies to everybody on the phones. Sit tight. We're still going to do lots of calls before the end of the show. But Sharona Bishop, very, very important conversation that we're having. When we went to break, FBI and local police were outside of her door, battering ram well in hand, announcing themselves. And you started to mention that 4 search warrants were served that day. So I'll turn it back over to you, and you can tell the story and where you were in that sequence.
Yeah, so they had already served the other warrants that morning, and they were done very politely, very respectfully. In fact, a deputy was present, I believe, at 2 of those warrants to ensure that the constitutional rights of those people were observed, and that was in Mesa County. And in my home, it was very different. They came ready to use force. They came very aggressively and yelling, banging on my door. And like I said, I've never been in this position. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm not a criminal. I don't have a violent history, anything like that. So I've never gone through this situation before, ever. And as I'm putting my kids in their room, because I don't know what to do. I'm just like, okay, come in your room, stay here. I'm going to figure out what's going on. But everything that's been happening in this nation and the weaponizing of our law enforcement by this regime, I got to tell you, I mean, I was definitely nervous. I definitely felt a little scared. I didn't know what was going to happen when I opened that door. And it turns out I didn't have to open it because they took a battering ram and busted my door open for me. At that moment,
you were inside flushing the drugs and hiding the weapons and all the other evidence of your massive criminal wrongdoing, correct? Good God, it's just outrageous.
Absolutely. And you have to wonder too with these warrants, in this one in particular, the urgency all of a sudden. When I've made myself, as your audience knows, and anyone who follows America's Mom, I make myself so available. Our number one goal is transparency and education. We want people to have the information. We want them to be empowered. I put it all out there. There was no reason for them to come to me this way. I was with them every day. I was in Mesa County regularly. I even hosted a briefing of all of the information that we had regarding Dominion machines in Mesa County with the county commissioners, the DA's office. The DOJ joined in on that and listened via Zoom, as well as many media publications. So when I say that I made myself available, I absolutely did. They did not have to come at me with force. They did not have to bust my door down. And then they proceeded to handcuff me, take my phone. I had a phone in my hand trying to call our attorney. I didn't know what to do. I don't know what you do in these situations. So I thought, I guess we call our attorney real fast. I don't know. And they immediately confiscated my phone. I was demanding to have it back. I needed to call my attorney. I don't know what to do. And they said, no, we're here to confiscate your phone. And then they went ahead and handcuffed me. And remember, too, for those moms listening right now, that feeling you get when you're separated from your children. So my kids were still inside. And I didn't know what they were going to do. I didn't know how this was going to go down. I'm very familiar with the Patriot Act. I'm also familiar with the October 4th DOJ memorandum saying that parents who are too involved in their school board races can be deemed as domestic terrorists. And I just didn't know what was going to happen.
Let me pause you there because there's just so much to explore from what you've already said. They handcuffed you. Were you advancing toward them? Were you refusing to turn over your phone? Did you raise a hand or raise a voice or yell at them or resist in any way, shape, or form?
I didn't. I was definitely asking questions. They just grabbed my phone out of my hand as soon as I came forward to come out the door. My husband is a very calming person, and he was like trying to calm them down because they were screaming and yelling. They were out of control, and they're just yelling. They're carrying on, and we're trying to make our way. You know, we're right there in front of the door. We just barely missed getting nailed by it when they busted it open. And they're kind of saying, come out this way. And my husband's walking that way, and I'm right behind him. And then one of them just grabbed my phone, pulled my arm behind me, and then handcuffed me. I was definitely asking questions. I was asking why they were here. What are they doing? What is this about? Why are you here?
Not screaming, not out of control, not raging, just like we're talking right now, earnestly, heightened sense of anxiety, I'm sure. Now, I've heard...
Yes, definitely.
I've heard recordings from some video of at least one of these raids. Are there any recordings of what happened to you?
They would only be on their cams, on their vests.
So we'll get the body...
Go ahead. Yeah, well, I did ask about that. I said, how do I get that footage? And they said it would have to, you'll have to wait until if charges are filed, then you can do an open records request and get it then. So there's no way for us to have that footage right now from the FBI. I doubt anything will ever come of this because this is, I really just think that this is a massive intimidation campaign. I am very vocal. And for all of those mothers, we have amazing conservatives in Colorado who have been very vocal and have, you know, we didn't realize we're putting so much on the line, I guess. But I don't want people to be afraid if this should happen to them. They're using fear and intimidation to shut us up and shut us down because we're above the target. We are having a massive impact. We just flipped 9 school boards. Mesa County, for the first time in 30 years, has a conservative school board. Our children are the future. And remember, Jared Polis said that our children are his greatest commodity. So they know we're going to get things back on track. We're over the target, you guys. And I wouldn't have anyone take this experience that happened to me and use it as a reason to be silent or to back down. In fact, I hope it fuels you. Because if they can do this to me, they can do it to you. They can do it to any one of us. And they are. You know, there was another couple on November 18th in Texas that were arrested after a school board meeting and put in jail for the night. So they're coming for us, but... We are. There are more of us than them. And basically, you know, from this experience, I'm learning that we have to continue to be loud and vocal. We can never back down. We can never concede to this kind of tyranny ever.
Talking to my dear friend Sharona Bishop and the horrific experience she went through at the hands of the FBI, local police. And, you know, my reaction to what we're seeing around the country and now in our own backyard in Mesa County from this behavior is exactly what you said. We're over the target. The radical left, who's in charge of the most of the, you know, arms of government right now, know that they're losing. You look at the polling on Biden, on Harris, on borders, on the economy, on handling of the CCP virus, on down the list. And then, of course, the results from last Tuesday sending a clear message to these people. They're desperate. They don't want us to get to the truth. They don't want us to push back against their radical agenda. And these tactics, mm-hmm. busting down the door of someone, you don't have any criminal history. You don't have any violence in your past. You would have let them in. You would have let them execute their search warrant. Now, this is the first time you and I have talked about this. I read in one of the reports on it that they also manhandled your 18-year-old teenage daughter.
Yeah, you know, my daughter, we are so supportive of law enforcement. I mean, even the people that were at my home from my local police department, I know them, you know, and I, my daughter is very pro, back the blue. I mean, that's who we are. Our family is in law enforcement. And this was, they've really tainted her view of these agencies. And she's never going to forget this. She was pulled by her hoodie up and down the stairs. She's very petite. She's not a big girl. She's just lovely. And she just needed a moment to figure out what was going on with us. She was coming up from our basement. She didn't even know what was happening. And a very 6'7", you know, giant FBI agent is grabbing her by her hoodie and pulling her down the stairs and back up the stairs to retrieve whatever she had needed to get. And it's just outrageous. It's not necessary.
What a son of a bitch. And, do you have the names of these people?
You know, I do. I have all their names. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we're going to be doing with this because even the charges that are on the warrant, I wanted to read this to your audience. I've already had a couple of other attorneys call me to walk me through what this means, what they're saying was their reasoning for coming to my home. You know, they took my laptop and my desktop, which has all of my pictures of my children and all the videos of their birth, everything. They have it all now. And I'll get it back when they're ready, they said. You know, well, when we're ready, when we're done with it. Well, when will that be? Well, you know, I don't know. Whenever they're done with it. That's our life that they just took out of my home, along with the trust that my kids have had in law enforcement, that they would do the right thing. And as they were doing this, you know, I asked them, do you even know why you're here? Do you know what you're doing here? And their answer, which we've talked about this before, was, I'm doing my job, just doing my job. Well, that's not good enough, because they're going to answer for just, quote, doing their job. You don't get to just terrorize people because you're doing your job. The FBI is reserved for criminals, for violent criminals, not for housewives. Yeah. And I think as we're, you know, I'm going to read these charges, but just for those who are listening who are in law enforcement, I haven't changed my mind about supporting them, but you got to look really critically at your own self and what you're asked to do. And you have to make a personal decision about what is your oath that you took to serve your community and to defend their constitutional rights versus what your boss, the Biden administration, is, or Merrick Garland, is telling you to do. So the charges are...
Well, hold on one second, Sharona, because we are approaching another break, and yeah. I don't want to have to cut you off. And my apologies to the callers. I think this is an important story. We're going to finish it on the other side. We'll hear the information from this warrant and get concluding comments from Sharona. What you said, though, about despising this behavior of the FBI, which really does appear to have become a political arm of the administration, I just concur so much because, you know, I'm a guy representing Denver police officers, the injured by the vaccine, resisting or who were fired because of the mandatory vaccine. And yet, on the other hand, I've gone after cops who did, you know, used excessive force or whatever. Heck, we haven't filed it yet, but we're still going to sue Denver over the July 4th or the July last year. I guess it's last year, where they let Antifa swarm our pro-police rally.
Oh, my God.
All the COVID and business and all the other craziness has sort of made that impossible to bring forward. But, it, you know, statute of limitations is still running, so that baby's coming. So you have to be able to call out bad law enforcement and still support the idea of law enforcement. You and I know from personal experience the vast majority of these people are great Americans, great parents, great spouses, just great people. So let's pause it there. When we come back, we'll hear from the warrant. And, you know, be careful. Don't share anything that if any attorneys have told you anything that, you know, you need to be careful. I know you're smart, but and we haven't spoken, so I'm not worried, you know, about anything wrong coming out. But we're going to do all that when we return with America's Mom, Sharona Bishop, on 710 KNUS. Yeah, that's a good song, but this one's better. I killed it. My Sharona. Okay, we got to get back to business. I know this is serious, but I just have fun with that song. I'm sorry.
You know, you have to have some fun or you would just cry because, I mean, you would stay in a hole. You'd never come out because what we're watching, what we've been seeing this last, you know, 11 months is just, it's impossible to believe. It's impossible that this is happening in America.
My apology to callers we haven't gotten to yet. The 710 KNUS text to studio function is on fire. Got about 40 texts in this morning and several since you've been on, and I just want to get your response to a couple. The FBI is a thoroughly corrupt organization, virtually has been since its inception. Check out Deal with the Devil by Peter Lance. And then this one, very powerful testimony from your guest. But unlike her, I no longer support any law enforcement. They have become part of the problem. Cops are weapons of the state. What's your reaction?
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of really great law enforcement leaving because of the mandates. And that's scary because that means what we're left is we're left with people who just follow orders and who will just comply without conviction. I recognize that that's not true across the board. It's a general statement, but on point. And what I've heard with the FBI, you know, if you've been watching Brandon's show, he's had several former FBI agents, including the head of the FBI, formerly talk about this, the use of force by Biden's regime and Merrick Garland's weaponizing of the FBI in America. And he say, you know, they said, this is not what we do. This is against our policies. We don't go in and just, you know, attack a regular citizens. It's not what the FBI was for and what it was supposed to be utilized for. So it's yes and no and yes, yes. You know, we're going to have to make personal decisions about what we do and how we conduct ourselves, but we can't comply. We can't start, we can't silence our own selves to avoid trouble or to avoid interaction. You know, I stay above the fray. I say what is true. I stick to the Constitution, and all of us, we just need to continue to do that. I've heard people say, you know, they can't arrest us all. And I agree with that, but I'm also reading history. I continue to keep reading about what led up to World War II. And I've talked about Ordinary Men. You and I have talked about that book. And it was the police, a basic police force. They weren't specialized. They weren't hardened soldiers. They were a basic police force in Poland that Hitler used to carry out the Final Solution. And one part in there that it sticks with me, and I hope it sticks with law enforcement who have read that book, is it says of one of the officers who chose to stay and carry out these actions, with tears rolling down my face, I turned the child's face away from me so I could shoot them in the back of the head quickly so they wouldn't suffer. God. I mean, that's horrifying. And I pray to God that's not where we're at in America. But these are the things that led up to it, was doing false imprisonments, was going to women's homes when the husbands were away and removing them. We just got to wake up. We've got a limited time, I think, right now to preserve this nation.
Well, I think the Great Awakening is occurring. I mean, we saw the results last Tuesday. We've seen what's going on in school boards. You've been a big part of that up in your community. The in spite of the naysayers, even on our side of the political aisle, no one is backing away from exposing the election activities from 2020 and working hard to make sure that they don't happen again. And I just think there's an emotional and a spiritual and a patriotic revival going, because people are seeing just how desperately bad it can get and how quickly. Remember that zombie, creepy, sleepy Joe, putative President Biden has only been in office, only actually in power for a little over 10 months. So that's how bad it can get. So I don't want to run out of time. We're talking to Sharona Bishop. It's America's Mom. Give your website and Facebook page real quick, and then tell us about this warrant.
Yes, you can find us at America's Mom on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And then our website is americasmom.net. And I really appreciate, I want to say to all of the incredible messages and words of support. Back the Badge actually reached out to me also, which I just so appreciate. I'm not one of those that's going to color everybody with the same lens after this experience. But we, as individuals in law enforcement, you have to decide who you're going to be and what you're going to do. So americasmom.net, love to have all of you guys following us on there. So one of the charges that are listed on here, these have already been published publicly. So this isn't anything new. It's not new information. But to let your listeners know, is intentional damage to a protected computer, conspiracy to cause intentional damage to a protected computer, or commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud. And, you know, so those are bizarre. I don't work in the office. I have no access to these things. But wire fraud's really interesting. That's a financial electronic exchange. And I'm trying to figure out, I mean, I've got dozens of dollars. I'm wondering where's the income from that? What is that about? You know, I don't know what they mean.
Well, it's obvious to you and to me when they are talking about intentional interference with a computer or whatever that was. They're talking about Dominion voting machines, correct?
I don't know.
Okay.
I couldn't even presume to understand what they're talking about. I just don't know. And I asked repeatedly. And this will kind of make your listeners laugh a little. I kept asking. Finally, I got them to show me the warrant because they weren't going to show it to me till they were good and ready. And finally, they showed it to me, and I was reading. I said, you got to explain this to me. What does this mean? What is this? And they were like, well, we're going to do the four corners of the warrant. I'm like, well, what is that? And he's like, well, I mean, it was comedy. And I just was like, just tell me what wire fraud means. What does that mean? He's like, well, I don't know. I'm not your attorney. You'll have to ask your attorney. And I'm like, you're serving this to me. You're coming in my home. You're taking pictures of every square inch of my home. You're going to know where my children sleep, and you can't explain why you're here.
And you're dragging my teenage daughter up and down the stairs by her hoodie, and I'm standing here in handcuffs after you've broken my front door when I posed no threat you. I made no threatening act or covert move or anything of the sort. And this is the way there's no other explanation for this garbage than intimidation. And text messages continue to pour in during while we're talking with Sharona Bishop, America's Mom. Randy, please have your guest repeat the name of the book that she referenced.
Yes, the book is an essential read for Americans called Ordinary Men. And I'll get the author's name, but I think if you just Google it, you're going to find it. And it is the Final Solution, administered by a regular battalion of police officers. And what happened? How did they get there? How did they get to that place where they were carrying out these orders? And it's a lot of the excuses I heard that day when these people were in my home. Just my job. I'm just doing what I was told. I'm just here to serve the warrant. I'm just doing my job. There was no thought given, no conscience applied to what they're doing.
Or, you know, even though, and I listen, if the FBI has given a search warrant and said, go execute this. Okay. Of course they do need to go do that. But they didn't need to do it with a mob. They didn't need to do it with a broken front door and dragging your daughter up and down the stairs and having you stand there in handcuffs. They serve search warrants all the time where people aren't treated that way. And then I could respect that, even if I understand that the instructions for them to do that were politically motivated. I could respect those officers for doing it in a professional way. But this was pure intimidation. Ugly as can be. One more text message. Randy, what a great champion Sharona is. God bless her and America's Moms. I just wanted to make sure you heard that. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to stress to everyone also what has transpired since this. The district attorney, in partnership with the AG Phil Weiser, Attorney General Phil Weiser of Colorado, signed a joint letter and a press release yesterday, I believe it was, putting it out. Of course, the media pushed it out for them, saying that there was no force used at all to execute these warrants. That's a lie.
Wow.
They're lying. And I mean, we have pictures, of the door, and my children can speak to everything that happened. They stood there and watched what they did with my husband and I and our home. But they literally are trying to get ahead of this, of what I'm sharing with you right now, to say that we're liars, that it never happened, that they only did professional execution of the warrants and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's a lie. They came here with force. They came here to set an example, to shut us up, to shut us down and intimidate my family. And they're now using the mainstream media and their elected position to override the truth of what actually happened that morning. So I really want people to know that. The attorney general is lying. The district attorney, Dan Rubenstein, is lying. And I hope that we won't allow them to get away with this. It's just an atrocity because you know that they're wrong if they're putting out statements saying they didn't do what they did. They know they're wrong.
Just incredible. And yeah, I've seen the video of you guys repairing your front door. So unless you broke it yourself, seems like a little bit of force was there for somebody who was coming to open the door. You know, it just, and it, you know, it's not like they were there looking for drugs that could be flushed down the toilet or guns that could be, you know, stashed in a secret hiding place. They were there for your phone and your computers. They didn't need any force to get in and do that. They didn't need you handcuffed to take that stuff. It's just outrageous, and it makes me sick to my stomach. And Sharona, we are completely out of time. I love and respect you so much. And, of course, as always, as we did with the school board stuff, if there's just anything we can do from a law firm perspective, we're here for you. And I wish I'd have been able to talk to you before the interview today to get a little more of the background. But it was worthwhile to keep you for the entire hour so people could hear this story firsthand from America's Mom.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. God bless you and your work and helping all of these amazing first responders, our corporate employees. They deserve to have rights. This is still America. Thank you so much, Randy.
All right, my dear. We'll be talking. Take care. Get back to your phone calls, 303-696-1971 on the other side. And but I can't let the hour go by without reminding you about Julie McCallum and Senogenics. Your chronological age, your biological age can be very different. I was with a gentleman in my office this week who looked great, sounded great. I told him, older guy, and he said, I'm a 90-year-old inside. And he talked about some of those things. And now, with 21st century science, you can make a difference about that situation for yourself. My great friend, Dr. Julie McCallan, the team at Cenogenics pioneered the medical specialty of age management. And here's what they did. They identified 9 key markers that have the greatest impact on your lifespan, your quality of life, and they include blood sugar, hormone levels, kidney and liver measures and functions, sleep quality, and maintaining a healthy weight. And since I got involved, I've been addressing all of them. I've never felt better. And what a time to make those improvements in my own life, because the demands on me are so intense right now that, but I don't feel like an older guy who can barely keep up. I'm just raring to go, and I really do attribute it. Now, you can't, you know, they don't do it for you. You've got to be willing to listen and participate and actively be involved. But the Cenogenics team will help you take control of your health again. It's terrific, and it's a free consultation with Dr. Julie. You'll enjoy that conversation, even if you'd never take another step. Reach out to them today. Leave them a message. They'll get right back to you. They're so good at that. The phone number is 720-387-3681, 720-367-3681, denver.cenogenics.com, denver.cenogenics.com. Phone lines are lit. We'll get right to you next on 710 KNUS.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.